Let's turn in the scriptures to Genesis and chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, we'll be reading verses 1 through 25. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put man whom He had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." And the Lord God said, "It is not good for that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And that is God's word. We heard last Lord's Day the first 6 days of creation. And then here now in verses 1 through 3, the seventh day, the Lord rested from all His creating work and thus instituted and sanctified, it says, made holy the Sabbath day which was made for man, for His holiness and His comfort, which we've heard the last 2 Lord's Days in the evening about a little bit. And then we're given, as verse 4 says, a more thorough account of what happened at creation, as in verse 7, the forming of man from the dust of the ground, in which, through verse 17, the Lord establishes the covenant of life with him, or also called the covenant of works, with man, and that hereafter creating man. The Lord condescended to man and promised him eternal life if he obeyed his commandments, all of them, and eternal death if he did not, involving clearly here the eating or the not eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Of course, next Lord's Day, Lord willing, Genesis 3, we'll see that they did eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and thus brought death upon themselves and all mankind in covenant with them. And then through the end of the chapter, how woman came to be. For it's not good for man to be alone. Of all the creatures, man named the authority the Lord had given him as over the creation. Man named all the creatures, and then man did not find any suitable for him. And so God took out of the man's rib and formed woman. And it says then, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And there they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Beloved, we ought to, as we think of this chapter, we ought to be thankful of the most of it, that though we are fallen and have broken the covenant of life, or also called the covenant of works, by sinning ourselves against the Lord, that we have Christ Jesus who has fulfilled that covenant for us. This covenant spoken of here, He obeyed every single command of the Lord and therefore brought about eternal life promised to all who come to Christ Jesus by faith. And so here we have a reminder of what Christ has done for us as well. And bringing us, being the keeper of the covenant of works, or the covenant of life, He brought to us a new covenant, the covenant of grace, and offers it to you, whereby you can receive His righteousness, His perfect law keeping, His keeping of all God's commandments, and keeping the covenant of works. That is offered to everyone if you would come to Christ by faith and you would receive that great promise, even here, eternal life. God's people, let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise this day for Your Word. We're thankful for Your creating power that shows forth, manifests the almighty glory of who You are. That even as we remembered last Lord's Day, that You created light through Your glory, even before You made the sun, or the stars, or even the moon to reflect the sun. And so, Father, we give You Your praise and the glory that You deserve. And here we see that You rested from Your creating work, and that You did so on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, which is now, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the first day of the week, which we celebrate not only the creation and how You sanctified the Sabbath and did so here, that we celebrate the resurrection. We celebrated the gospel of Jesus Christ every Lord's Day as we gather. And there is nothing better to do on the Lord's Day than to gather to worship You with the body of Christ, Your bride, that You have made one with Yourself, even as we hear showed forth in this passage. And so, Father, we ask that You would help us now to image forth Christ and the church, that we would image forth that love that You have given to us in Christ. And, Father, that we would be sanctified and cleansed, even as we gather here on the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath, to be built up, to be called to account, to see and look upon and submit and bow the knee to Jesus Christ alone, who is the King of kings and Lord of lords and ruler of rulers and God of gods. Father, help us to follow after Him in and through the righteousness of Christ alone that is imputed to us, and that You are by Your Holy Spirit using to sanctify us and cleanse us of our sin. Father, we come confessing our sin. We have broken Your commandments. As we consider today In our sermon text in Romans 12:19, we have broken the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder." We've broken many other commandments, not loving our neighbor as ourselves, but even more so, we have not loved you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. But Father, what a gracious God you are in Christ, that you have shown mercy to us, and you have brought us out of the depths from being dead in our trespasses and sins. And you have made us alive. You alone have made us alive in Christ. And Father, you, as your children, even as we think of our own little children here this morning who continue rebelling against their parents, Father, we are the same, all of us, children to the oldest amongst us. We continue to rebel against you, our Father, even as your children. But Father, you are merciful and gracious, and you receive us back, and we come confessing our sins, all of them, all the ones that even we don't know, and that we've committed in thought, in word, in deed, even in not feeling according to your word. That is, our affections, our emotions, not right before you. And Father, we're thankful for the promises you give, that you make us as white as snow. You cleanse us as far as the east is from the west in from our sin. And this we give you praise for, and we are thankful. Father, this day we ask that you would help and send your blessing of protection upon Deanne's granddaughter Jessica and her serving as a police officer in Denver, where she's been shot at. Even last night, we ask that you protect her and give her your comfort. We know as she went to work yesterday, she had comfort in Christ. We're thankful for this. We pray that you would continue that even as she continues working. And for all the distresses that are going on throughout our nation, Father, we pray that you would bring them to an end if it be your will, and that you would cause none to be hurt if that be your will. And Father, may the gospel be proclaimed in those places boldly, without fear of man, and that many would hear and come to the Savior alone, Jesus Christ, and learn what it means to love as Christ loves, even as we'll hear this morning. And Father, we ask that you would be with Andrea and her MRI tomorrow. We pray that it would be a good result from that. Father, we ask that you would be with Kendall, even pulling his muscle yesterday. We ask that you would strengthen him. And even from our weak muscles and bones, which show that we are part of a fallen world, we have hope. They only show that we have hope in that comfort that remains when there will be no more pain or tears, when we enter into glory. Even when Christ returns and our bodies are resurrected up from the grave, we have our hope in Him and the promises we have been given by you, the covenant promises of the covenant of grace. And so, Father, heal our bodies because you are the God who heals. And Father, strengthen our bodies to serve you, that we would be living sacrifices in body and soul. And then, Father, heal our hearts. Cause us to love you with a greater love each day. And Father, we ask that you would bless your church, that you would help us to serve you, to honor you, and proclaim, as we heard in the call to worship, proclaim your name to all peoples. That means to all nations and tribes and tongues. And may you come, may many come, as the Holy Spirit is sent. May many come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We also pray for Mark and his surgery on the 12th. We ask that you would, as this being a serious surgery, we pray that you would protect him and give wisdom and skill to the doctors. Any anxiety or fear among Mark or the family, we ask that you would grant to them the comfort that is found in Christ alone, and even the promises that we've heard today already in the gospel. And Father, we pray for the congregations of Columbia and Denison who need ministers of the gospel. Provide for them. We ask that you would strengthen the congregations that are weak, like Casper and Wichita, and a couple others. I can't remember the names, but Father, you know. And Father, we ask that you would watch over your people and bring them to turn from their sin unto you throughout all the church, throughout all the world, that they would love your word, and that you would cast out all wolves and false teachers, and that you would not allow such false teaching or wolves in our congregation. Protect us, Father. But when they come in, we pray that you would strengthen each one, but strengthen especially the elders to cast out and cast out the wolves and cast out the false teachers that would bring and sow discord amongst us and division. That we would be, we pray, a united congregation of a united church throughout the world. That is our prayer. And only you can do it, and you will do it at the right time. And so we pray, knowing you answer our prayers, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Because every prayer that He perfects as it comes to you, that you answer to Him, and therefore to us, yes and amen. So we pray in His name. Amen. Amen.